Blackstone Audio presents The Murderer is a Fox by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Fox Cubs.
What time is it now, Talbot?
Emily Fox asked her husband, as if she had never asked the question before.
No, Emily, sighed Talbot Fox. The Atlantic Stater doesn't pull in for a good 10 minutes yet.
Linda sat squeezed between her foster parents in the special touring car the Wrightsville Committee on Welcomes had provided for the occasion. The small, bloodless oval of her face wore a formidable smile, like the daguerreotype of Daddy Talbot's paternal great-grandmother on the baby grand in the Fox Parlor. But Linda did not feel formidable. She felt weak inside, as if she were waiting for an operation. As perhaps in a way she was. The sun, cooperative star, tickled the limbs of the throng heaving in and about the squatty, venerable Wrightsville station. Lynn's whole plain little world, all packaged for this moment. Mother Emily tormenting her corsage of baby orchids, a gift from Andy Barubatayan of the Wrightsville Florist Shop, who had contributed all the floral decorations for the official reception lunch, which was to be held later in the grand ballroom of the Hollis Hotel in the square. Daddy Tal trying not to steal glances at his wristwatch. The slicked-up selectmen chattering politics, crops, and conversion. The American Legion band milling around in their newly dry-cleaned uniforms, tossing the sun from their silver helmets like the prize bull.